Macon. While some measures have been taken in connection with a train derailment that occurred near Macon last year, an investigation into the incident continues. Terry Cunha, the manager of media relations with CPKC, said the cause of the derailment was a broken rail. Since this incident, CPKC has completed installation of broken rail technology in this corridor that he said aims to prevent derailments by identifying broken rails using a low voltage signal sent through the rail. In an email to the Mercury and Sask today, Hugo Fontaine, a media relations coordinator with the Transportation Safety Board of Canada, said the TSB is still continuing with its investigation. Their work on incidents like this are sometimes complex, he said, and the TSB will take the time necessary to conduct a thorough investigation to advance transportation safety. The TSB's investigation page for the incident notes that the train was proceeding northward when 38 freight cars went off the tracks in two separate derailments. The primary incident area comprised a total of 15 freight cars, including two tank cars containing dangerous goods. During the derailment, one car was breached and caught fire, which subsequently ignited a covered hopper car loaded with plastic pellets. The plastic ignited as it melted and further fueled the fire. A secondary derailment occurred approximately 250 meters south of the primary site, resulting in 23 cars going off the tracks. There were no injuries to the crew or the public as a result of this occurrence. Some residents of the village of Macon and the rural municipality of Simrie were forced to flee their homes, and Highway 39 around the accident scene was closed down. The TSB said this is a Class 3 investigation. These analyze a small number of safety issues, and might result in recommendations. Class 3 studies are generally completed within 450 days.